I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
One retired Utah deputy chief of police says the Illinois shooting yesterday is a reminder of the importance of risk assessments for events like parades. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, South Salt Lake police are asking for any tips as they search for a missing man. They say Casey Boxlag was last seen on June 6th. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be in Draper, where an injury accident involving multiple vehicles still has eastbound traffic closed at 123rd South and 7th East. A new crash in Midvale at Main Street, that's 7th West, just south of 7800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for sunny skies today with a high of 98, but triple digits coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
95 with a breeze in Salt Lake. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The suspect in a deadly July 4th shooting was not a stranger to police in Highland Park, Illinois. They were called to Robert Cremo's home in April of 2019 on word he'd attempted suicide.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives.
Chris Cavelli with the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force.
There was no law enforcement action to be taken. It was a mental health issue handled by those professionals.
Police say Cremo has been answering their questions. Meanwhile, a seventh person who was shot and wounded yesterday has died. The governor of the last remaining eastern province that is partly under Ukrainian control is now urging residents to evacuate as Russia escalates its offensive.
The Russians over the weekend took control of the city of Lysychansk. The Ukrainian forces withdrew from that city. It means the Russians now have full control of the northern half of the Donbass, a region called Luhansk. In the southern half, called Donetsk region, they still lack control of key cities like Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. That seems to be the city that the Russians are now focusing their attention on. Ukrainian officials reporting increased shelling of that city, saying one person has been killed in the last 24 hours by Russian shelling.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Kyiv. The Biden administration says it's working to get Brittany Griner out of Russia.
We are going to use every tool that we possibly can to make that happen. Again, this is a priority.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A grand jury in Georgia has issued subpoenas for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and several other confidants of former President Trump. It's part of the panel's investigation into Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow was down, the NASDAQ and the S&P up. You're listening to ABC.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Now the KSL in-depth, the Utah Jazz have officially welcomed their new head coach. At a news conference this morning, Will Hardy told reporters that he's looking forward to using his experience working for the Spurs and the Celtics.
My time in San Antonio and Boston really helped formulate for me what's important to me as a coach. And as we move into this next chapter here in Utah, I want our team to represent toughness, sacrifice, and passion. I think that those values are very reflective of this organization, but also their values that the state of Utah and our incredible fan base can feel deeply connected to and very, very proud of. So for myself, my wife, and our two little girls, we're really excited about joining this community. And thank you for welcoming us with open arms. And it's time to get to work.
An earnest and humble statement from the 34-year-old Hardy, who was introduced as the new head coach earlier today by Jazz owner Ryan Smith and CEO Danny Ainge.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.